The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. There, patriots and socialist instancers, welcome to your weekly dose Red Pill Politics. Happy April 21st to everybody. It's a beautiful day here in the Northeast. Got lots of sun out there, not too many chemtrails. Beautiful day to be out gardening. Hope y'all are keeping those victory gardens in the forefront of your mind. All right, we know from last year when they started ratcheting down on the availability of nitrogen fertilizers, you know, right, that ripple effect is on its way through the entire industry right now in the shortages. All right, we saw a little bit of a bump in price, and I mean only a little bit. We're going to see more. But the shortages in food this season, this is when it's going to start to hit and when you're really going to notice it. So hopefully You're well on your way to offsetting that. Some of you live in areas that are urban, going to be a little bit tougher, but don't underestimate your ability to grow a significant amount of food in a very little space. You got to focus a little bit more, get the more bang for your dollar, I guess, by focusing on those things that are nutrient dense, things that will help your health more so than bulk foods. But you can still do an awful lot for yourself. And, you know, buy while it's out there. That's the other thing, is availability. If it's out there right now, you should be preparing. A lot of people are saying this. Even some mainstream people are saying, get prepared, get prepared. They've been peddling gold. A lot of sites, people in the know have been doing that for a while because they realize our dollar is basically... well, a fraud. let's think about being prepared right now while you can. Because panic sets in. If you're not prepared and things do go sideways, panic sets in almost immediately. And that is not your friend. I don't want to see anyone in the audience out there panicking, saying they didn't know. Y'all know. If you're listening, you know. Things are tough and getting tougher. And I've gotten no good news. There's nothing out there that I've seen in the news cycle that is positive. I hate to be such a pessimist. I always, and even this show, I'm going to try like hell to propose a way forward to do something. But at the same time, man, I'm no different than any of you. The weight on my shoulders, too, the reality of the situation, the momentum being so against us in most places. And I don't know if there's a critical mass of people in this country, right? And critical mass, those who may have heard that term before, or maybe not. A critical mass is that magic number, that absolute minimum that is required to make the change that's needed, or to meet a goal. It's like the minimum capacity of a population of something to be able to exist. All right, you got to have so many breeding aged adults in a diverse enough genetic distribution to sustain the population. All right, they're a critical mass. So, like if you're doing a breeding program for your chickens, in order to maintain the genetic diversity and for the population of chickens to live on and on and on without having disease or some other problem, is you've got to have four unique breeding pairs. All right, that's the critical mass. In the United States, do we have that minimum number required to bring back our republic? What is that critical mass? Now, going back to the founding of this nation, things were split about one-third, one-third, one-third. One-third of us wanted liberty. One-third was loyal to the crown. And it seems that the other third was probably just going to go with whoever they thought was going to win. So where are we? Where is America on that scale? I don't know. And today, what I want to do is encourage as many callers as possible. I got a pad and a pen next to me here. And I want to measure through our own audience here today your sense of hopelessness. You know, what do you feel? Do we have a critical mass? Here's how I look at it. There is a lot of people that are waking up to the systems that work around them. Okay? More so than ever. Now, people are being pinched no matter where they go. Whatever their hot button issue is, it seems that governments, they're pushing on it. And trying to usurp control over people's lives, even Democrats. Right? There's no one left untouched by the aggressive government that we see right now. Nobody. But have they woken up fast enough? There's still others that are just barely coming around to the fact that something's not right. There could be a better way. Who's really in charge? And then there's those of us that have been out there most literally for decades who do understand. And that's kind of the vantage point I'm looking at this from. It is, you know, this is not my first rodeo. All right? I've been out there for years. And I've found every way that you could fail at getting through to people. I've adapted. I've gone on. I've changed my approach. I've done everything that I could. And I'm not one of those to give advice and not take my own advice. I say get involved locally. I did. I spent nearly two decades. And I was able to keep out some really bad stuff. Over and over and over again, might I add, because it never goes away. Never goes away. You defeated a town meeting, and then if you're lucky, some towns have a bylaw to say you can't reintroduce the same bill for 2 years. You know, sometimes you get a 2-year reprieve on something, but they're right back. You know, in the moment you leave, boom, they're there. It's gotten in. It's like the tide. You know, but you know, this is my question. This is why I want people to call in and tell me, is it too late? Do we have a critical mass and we're on the verge of securing liberty again in this country? Or is it too late? Have we woken up too late? That's what I'm wondering. I toil with this every day. I have for a long time. That's why I wiped out what I was. I had a little usual pecking list of things to discuss on the show today. But I said, you know what? Let's just kind of do a survey. Let's see, you know, really take the pulse of the people that care enough to tune in and listen to RBN. You know, You don't listen for nothing. I'm hoping in the background you're doing everything you can do. That everywhere you go, becomes a way of life. Right? Securing liberty. And that constant vigilance, okay, that it's constant. It becomes who you are. When you meet people, you anywhere you go, you find a way of taking the situation and starting that water cooler discussion. You know, those civic discussions used to take place in taverns and saloons and street corners. They need to take place in laundromats and gas stations and wherever you are. I mean, how can you not strike up a conversation about fuel and energy when you're standing across from someone at a pump that's shaking their head just like you are when you look at the price? You know, this is a great time to bring about a lesson to people on artificial scarcity. Well, economics 101 again. All right? Supply and demand dictates price. You know, the price is going up. Demand is the same. And supply is going down. Who's doing that and why? I thought it was government's responsibility to protect the commerce. They're using your own tax dollars, and I'm assuming you all ran in by April 15th and made sure to give government their slice of your pie. They use your own tax dollars against you. What happened this week, FISA? Unbelievable. Here's something that never should have been reauthorized. Pretty much every year it's come out and gotten reauthorized, and it is Big Brother at its finest. Well, not only didn't they propose amendments to strip out some of that Big Brother crap in that, they added to it. Right now, anybody who, say you go to McDonald's and they got a router there, free Wi-Fi, bang, they're an asset of the CIA and intelligence agencies. Anyone, anywhere. A communication device is a router. I drive around sometime, download an app. I assume you got a not-so-smartphone. Download one of those apps where you can scan for Wi-Fi. It's everywhere. Everywhere. You know, pretty much, you keep everything right in your phone and you carry it everywhere you go. Make sure every damn sensor that you walk by, you know, you got that phone right there and ready to share your entire life. All right, so government can love on you really hard. Yes. 512-248-8252 is the call-in number. And my question to the audience this week, is it too late? Have we woken up too slowly? Or is this just the way it is? Is this God's timing? That we all had to, in this moment of entropy, you know, it was an all or nothing. What are we going to be? All right, what are we going to be, a free republic? Or are we going to slide into complete and utter totalitarianism? Every aspect of everything, what you eat, where you go, when you go there, who and if you're allowed to communicate with others. I'm telling you, folks, it's not looking good. And I've always, always wanted for there to be a peaceful way back to the republic, and I've now got to say the answer is no. And it's not because I'm here today or any day to propose violence. It's because I can't go on social media of any kind without seeing the violence, and these are just mobs of entitled little millennials attacking other people for no reason at all. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Many of them are racially motivated because the government and teachers are teaching that, you know, those of you that do not have a heritage, that, you know, if you're not black or brown, right, if you are just a little too pale, you're an extremist, you're a racist. And it's showing up out there, and not in obscure, isolated situations. The cities are around here, New York and Boston, utter socialist cesspools. All right, they haven't even slid entirely into socialism, but they're close. But you can already see the filth and the violence associated with socialism. New York, they're now at a point where a disease is beginning to show up in pockets out there, because the rats, the human feces, the rotten food, the just trash. And not to mention the number of people that came in here. We're only now getting a hint of some of the numbers and the diseases that are coming into this country through the illegal alien surge that were otherwise eradicated. Now, you bring those into these congested sanctuary cities, and the garbage and the tent cities begin to develop, and you're going to see an explosion in disease. It's starting, right? There's people getting sick out there right now from foodborne and you know, health-related, just trash in the street. It's awful. Go look for yourself. It's unbelievable. Boston, Mass and Cass, horrible situation there. Mayor Wu and the governor, Governor Healey, both should be arrested for what they've done. Complete and total violation of their oath of office. And how do they try to fix this? Well, they partner up and make sure the press is right there in their hip pocket, as always, so that they can promote the narrative. But they're going into black neighborhoods where moms are trying to keep their kids off the street. And they go into these community centers, and this is where they go during the day and after school, is they bring their kids there for activities so that they're not out mingling with the gangs, so that they're not out doing drugs. And what does the mayor and the governor do? Well, they come in and take over the community centers, kick everyone out, threaten to arrest them if they try to go there and use it. And mind you, that entire community center was built with their tax dollars for the purpose of serving the people in that community. Now, the way I look at it, coming from a municipal government background myself, is this sounds an awful lot like a change of use. You know, why are not people in the planning board saying, I'm going to revoke the occupancy permit here through the Board of Health and, you know, send notice to the planning board that this facility is no longer operating within the specs that it was meant for. All right, change of use, it's called. And empty the place right out. Empty them right back into buses and planes, trains, planes, and automobiles, and send them right back. That's what should be happening. Unbelievable. And so now Boston, New York, Detroit, you know, cities, all these sanctuary cities, they're all beginning to filled with litter, trash, diseased people. And I know I sound cold. They're just hearing myself say it, but that's the reality. I'm not saying all these people are diseased. I'm saying that enough of them are. And the people that are coming, we know they're not just part of the regular immigration flow. They're letting the mental institutions free. They're emptying their jails. Gangs are looking at this as holy mackerel, fresh new fertile ground. It's coming. It's coming. It's here. Right? You watch, this summer is going to be pretty rough. I predict, because they've been cooped up all winter, and they're still piling in too. Don't forget, it's a train, a steady train of them flowing into this country as we speak. But all those that were cooped up in these shelters all winter, they're coming out now. And what do you think is going to happen? They're in front of city councilors telling them that they're racist because they don't like the food that they're given. Forget how many, hundreds of different languages and dialects and faiths and whatever from around the whole world are flooding across our border. All of them have their cultural history, but you know what? No one here is responsible to make sure that your food is a certain way, or that, you know, you just don't, you know, they don't like the shelters. And they're even saying that these hotels, which are probably nicer than most of the places I've lived, are not enough for them. What in the hell? You got to be kidding me. And what do the counselors do? Most of them, they kowtow. Like I said, you got a voting majority right now of progressives in government. I've been telling people for years, you got to get in there, change things around. The reality is that those of us that want small government, those of us that want to just live our lives, it transcends party politics. Some of those people that, you know, say, I'm not political. You know, those are kind of my people. Our founders weren't in the party politics either. More about integrity and constant vigilance, of course. A republic, if you can keep it. I guess that we've answered that question, haven't we? No, we're not operating as a constitutional republic right now. Go right to, go right to your senators and your representatives, look them straight in the eye, tell them what they're doing is unconstitutional, demand that they stop doing it, and they disregard you. They'll have you thrown out for disagreeing with them. Okay, that's not of buying for the people. That's of buying for them and their handlers. So I don't know. What do you think? Is there a critical mass? Because there's a lot of awake people out there. I don't want to be a complete stick in the mud. But there's a lot of people that know we have just deviated way from the Constitution. I hear a lot of lip service about the Constitution. Then there are those who actually know. They know what's going on isn't right. They hate capitalism. These are real, actual enemies of the state. These are treasonous people amongst us. Actual Americans, too. I'm not talking about illegals here. I'm talking about legitimate voting Americans. Because if they're teaching our kids right now to hate their country, this is not new. This is not new. We're a generation or two into this where they've been softening the minds of people. All right, discrediting the founders. I mean, that is one of the 45 goals of communism, is to discredit the founders and everything that they stood for. Oh, yeah, here we are. Here we are. $95 billion was just approved to go to Ukraine, Israel, and where was it? Was it North Korea? Not North Korea. Crying out loud. Escapes me now. $95 billion. Can you believe it? Taiwan. That's what it was. And how much do you think they dedicated to solving our border crisis? Oh, yeah. Great big goose egg. Nothing. Nothing. In fact, you ask some of those nitwits and they'll tell you, no problem here. No, we just got to keep going. President Biden loves you so darn much. He's up all night, every night, thinking about new ways to love you. And we're going to welcome in our new neighbors. Yeah, sure. You know, meanwhile, the MS-13's up here because they're often involved with trafficking and getting them in and out of the country. You know, these people come in, they owe money to them. They're finding women and children immediately upon landing are being hooked up in a prostitution ring so they can work off their debt. And, of course, they got that little slip of paper from the government. They can fly anywhere in the country and without getting groped. Sheesh. I don't know. They just fly them out. They literally are flying illegals back and forth, you know, to these major airports and setting up jobs for these guys, gals, or both. They're doing it with children. Remember how many children are missing? Thousands and thousands of them. Border Patrol was saying they were seeing some of these kids coming through like 7-8 times. The same kid with different people. One third of those that were being tested, their DNA tested, until they stopped the program abruptly. But about one third of those children were not with anyone they were related to. They were being trafficked. One third. All right, apply that now across the, you know, the hundreds of thousands, the millions that are coming across. How many kids does that translate to? Crazy stuff, folks. We'll be right back after this quick message. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Shadow hands run democracy. The edges speak of a lie, shrouded in secrets and mysteries. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top, counting all the gold they have robbed common man. They put their puppets in place, then pull the strings. Simple whisper, sleight of hand, twisted evil plan. Is it too much to believe? Some kind of dark fantasy. Can man's mind be so history, they sit at the top, counting all the gold they have robbed common men. They put their puppets into place, then pull the strings. Simple whisper, sleight of hand, twisted evil play. Oh, they may toll you in everything.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Please do take a moment, point your browsers over to republicbroadcasting.org. Make sure they're saved in your favorites. And you'll probably notice that there's programming there 7 days a week just to feed your brain. Find something you like, share it around, and do hit that donation button on your way out because we are listener funded. which is why we can pretty much talk about whatever needs to be talked about. Okay, you're hearing me now because of people like you. So donate big, donate small. Every donation is greatly appreciated and will be put to good use. And check out the monthly specials. There's always cool stuff going on over there, new books of the month. But it's something you have to keep checking in for because it changes every month. Get involved, share it around. And love to have you on my list as well. RedPillPolitics.tv is the website where you can do that. And I got to apologize. I'm having major technological meltdowns over here, replacing sound cards and all kinds of equipment. And I'm not able to put out my usual stream here today. Now, people are out there looking for that too, but that's exactly why you should be here right now listening on RBN's One Click Player. All right, nice and easy. It's always there in every show description. All right, there's a player on every page of the site, so even progressives can listen. Isn't that fantastic? Check it out. Anyways, let's get back to it. I'm just in the middle of a general rant today. There's nothing good I see in the news, and I was curious. You know, a lot of people have woken up. There's many different groups out there all fighting to constrain government. All right, every stinking day, man, they're either going after your guns, they're going after your kids, they're going after your wallet, they're going after your privacy, you name it. And issue groups pop up around that, all trying to quell the expansion of government. Are we all going to be able to come together? Right? Because there's going to be some breakdowns. I don't know what's going to go first, but something's got to give. All right, maybe I'll add that to the to my curiosity list here. You know, is it too late? Or, you know, is that critical mass there, yes or no? You know, can we do it? Or are we really beyond that point where there's got to be a total collapse? You know, what is, how do you feel legitimately about this? Do you have hope or don't you? Do you think we should hunker down and be ready for things to just go down because they are? You know, there's zero hope that we're going to be able to right the ship. I mean, the violence has already started. Scarcity is well, it's the agenda of the current occupying force in D.C. Creating scarcity and blowing up your neighborhoods. I don't know. What do you think? I like to think there's always hope. There's always hope. I believe there's always hope. But, you know, if what you want is a reformed, responsive government, something back to what we were intended to have, this government is not going to help you. It's going to stop you. It's going to start making it illegal for you to ask questions. Right? And that's what we're seeing. They're making it illegal just to question them. I don't know. I think there's hope, but it's not going to be painless. I think there is going to be breakdowns. I don't know if it's going to be the domino that knocks them all down or if it's going to be a flare-up that gets everybody's attention. I mean, really quick, buttholes across the country and across the world pucker and take note. We're just about to go over the edge. And everybody put the brakes on. I mean, is that possible? We're seeing that, and I've said this before. We're actually in our local fights for our rights. You know, the things that we're fighting are the result of globalization. And if we're going to fight, not treat symptoms and flail at the branches, but actually strike at the root, it's going to be with the understanding that we're fighting globalists, and it's going to take place around the world. not just out of America. And that's happening. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, we're seeing it all over, starting with the farmers and the truckers. Right? That is literally where the tires meet the road. For the food and the things and the trinkets and the stuff. That's how you get it. It starts in a farm. It gets transported by truck drivers. They know. And in other countries, they're out there. So is this what's happening? Are we actually fighting globalists now? Do we have brothers and sisters in other nations that are fighting the same thing? Is there a resonation that could happen here? I don't know. Let's check with Andy from Texas. Andy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dave, for taking my call. There are a lot of countries out there that are fighting back a lot better than we are. But we are the most schmoozed, if that's a word, schmoozed country in the world. I mean, there's so many things that keep our minds off of what's going on. But let's think about some things. At the beginning of the show, you said, I want to hear from people who maybe think there is no coming back from this. Well, you know, I want to believe that we have a shot in the dark that we can get out of this, but we got to look at all the evidence against us. They've long since controlled our food, our air, and our water. And these safety devices, the FDA, the USDA, and all this stuff, they were there to keep us safe. And they're not there to keep us safe. Were they ever there to keep us safe? No, they're passing all these foods along that are poison to us. They've destroyed our water by putting chlorine and fluoride and lithium, and now they're going to recycle sewage water and put it in your tap too. They control the food, and now they're trying to take the garbage can food that they gave us anyway. They're trying to destroy it now, so there is no food with these 130, 140 different food processing plants being destroyed and whatnot. I mean, it's just an interesting fact right there. Then you look at what they're doing to our psychological being, what they're doing to our children in the schools. What I mean, everything has come to a point, and now they're so arrogant. This is why I think I'm a black-pilled guy, by the way. Black-pilled means that, yeah, you understand that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, and you don't see any way out of it. So, yeah, I'm the guy who's calling up saying that, no, I don't see us. I think it is too late. I think we waited far too long to stand up and be men and do something about this. However, that doesn't mean, I mean, we are human beings, by the way, and we do have a survival method just like any other animal on this planet. We have a survival method. We will bounce back at some point. There will be some survivors. But at this particular point, we don't have enough intellectually grown individuals on this planet, especially in the big cities. They're even thinking about how they would survive if something went wrong. And so therein lies the big thing. All they need is to drop a certain thing on them, whether it be an EMP or a solar flare or whatever it is. They're probably lying about it anyway. It'll be them.
Well, I don't think they have to. I don't think they have to. If this continues in this trajectory right now, and we got a lot of examples. Look back, you know, before Rome had running water, I mean, disease was wiping them out. Okay, that you got a situation where if things get so bad that you have disease outbreaks in these cities, and it's starting to happen, and you combine that with the fact that the pharmacies just shut down. They're no different than a Walmart. When they go there and they loot it and bust the place up, they're not going to fix it overnight and ship in a bunch more drugs for you to steal. But you watch, because sickness will take out, as long as they can get to their friggin' bunkers fast enough, they can go down there for 6 months or a year. And it, you know, this depopulation thing, this is very real. The disease that could explode out of these city areas and into the countryside will wipe out 80% of the people. I mean, it could happen just through disease.
So, hey, Dave, have you watched any of those videos on the net of what San Francisco looks like right now, what Oakland looks like right now, Chicago looks like right now, New York looks like right now?
Looks like Boston and New York.
No, it looks like Occupy Wall Street, except for on steroids. you know, everybody was camping out, you know, defying the Wall Street people and whatnot. I mean, what's going on right now? This is a total destruction of our country. And if you can't see it, look at the things they got. Dues, DEWs, the directed energy weapons. They're causing fires. They destroyed a bunch of farmland. They mowed after the fires in North Texas here. They not only were they cleaning up the fire-ridden areas, they destroyed farmland at the same time. I mean,
yeah. these people are going out. In the summer, out this way, when they go through in the railroads, I used to do permitting through conservation with these guys all the time, is they come through with these big spray booms on the rail, and they would blast chemical. It would complete brownout. These things would be crispy brown on 20 feet both sides of the rail bed. And then in the summer, setting your clock, whenever the train comes through, there's sparks off from those wheels, and they start fires all the time. The fire department can basically just follow the trains as they go through towns starting fires. So there's regulatory things that have been allowed to go into place. I don't know if it's intentional or through stupidity, that don't control these situations. These exist all over the American countryside. As you go out and look, every right-of-way out there, you know, it could be a potential fire source and start burning people out of your neighborhoods, any place close to a railroad or a high-tension line.
Well, Dave, we're living in a really good idiocracy moment right now, and here's the reason why. I saw this. I guess it's a real thing in California. They are actually going to pass a law that you have to give 6 months' notice before you close your store due to theft. Can you believe that?
They don't manage businesses. If I were those businesses, I'd just say, you know, I can't say here on the air what I tell them to do. Yeah, that's none of their business. I'll open and close when I want. I'll provide access to everybody equally, and that's it. Don't tell me what to do.
Well, suddenly, Dave, the United States government, your local government, your city government, your state government, all these different governments, they've all of a sudden usurped your rights. No, we are in charge of you. And, you know, they got this guy out there, Noah Harari or whatever, says that you don't have any God-given rights. And we don't have... The government's even saying that God didn't give you these rights. We did.
Yeah, they can destroy our Constitution. That's what they've done, or trying to do. If they can destroy people's faith, they take out the hinge pin of the rights that are enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's all by our creator, and if there is no creator, or if government is the creator, then your rights become manageable by whoever's in government.
Whoever claims to own you, but I think the whole Constitution went to hell in a handbasket. I think it was code words, because they made it plain on TV. George W. Bush said, "It's just a GD piece of paper." Yeah. And that's exactly how they've been treating it since he said that.
You should have been off the stage. You should have been placed under arrest and ushered off the stage. Right then and there.
Yeah, no, but see, we don't live in that world. We don't live in that world, Dave. That world's gone. That's why I'm saying, I'm one of those guys who are saying, no, it's too late. But we're going to be remnants after this. I mean, they're playing with it. Alan says this all the time from Republic Texas Radio. He says, is this a cat and mouse game? It's a cat and mouse game. If they got rid of us all at one time, they wouldn't have any fun killing us. And they're having a great time killing us. You know, the cat plays with the mouse, bites his hind leg, is broke. He can't move quite as quick, but the mouse gets away and goes, I'm free, I'm free. And then the cat catches up with him and then bites the rest of him. Next thing you know, he's eating and stuff. That's exactly what's happening to us. I mean, that's the simplest scenario.
Here's my follow-up question then. I understand that, and I probably agree with you, that saving this system right now in a peaceful manner is probably not good, not likely. When it collapses and the dust settles, do you think it will be the Patriots then that have taken control of the wheel? Let's not put, these guys are all going to run for their bunkers. You know, I've often said the key person you want to have on your team at that point is a welder to weld the damn lid shut. All right, and then
I've said that before too, Dave. You're absolutely right.
You know, can we the people keep them down in their hole, and can we revive society? Do you think that's possible?
Well, okay, yeah, okay. If that scenario actually plays out, where they all go to their bunkers, and we do somehow are able, I don't care, drop a boulder in front of the door, make them work really hard to get out if you can't weld it, whatever you got to do to keep them out of your world. But if they do that, and we have to have society, there's going to still be those freaks. I mean, those freaks from the city that are, you know, freaks. They're zombies. And in today's world, they would be zombies. It's just not in the know. And these people will turn into cannibalism and all this stuff. So we'll still have a real rough time with all these people running around that have no idea how to survive and stuff. But on the same token, we'll have communities that flip and come together. They'll have no choice but to come together. And then we'll have these, I think those communities will come back. But I don't think we're ever going to get back. If everything collapses and it's gone, I don't think we'll ever get back to it. And that's why I don't think they want to collapse it. They want to bring it into a totalitarian nation. It's not, they don't want to go to their bunkers. They just want them there in case they want to go to their bunkers, you know. But they don't want to relinquish control because the fun is gone. I mean, destroying everything takes everything out of what they, okay, well, we're here hiding now. This is a wonderful place. And you can say that some of those O's.
They like all the cool stuff that we the people created and manufactured, but they just don't want us controlling it. But you're
exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
So
they're trying to figure out who's going to be the obedient robot polishers right now. But it's the early phases. This is truly a war. What's going on with the border and these illegals coming in is part of just one element of a chronological series of events that they've predicted and are trying to play out. This is part of the collapse. They got to bring us down. America has always been that country that has stood in the way of a lot of this globalist stuff. And the rest of the world, whether they love us or hate us, do look in our direction to see if our people are going to be disarmed and if we're ultimately going to fall. So that attack is coming. It's in the process. And, you know, so things are going to give way. I'm just not sure how far it's going to collapse. You know, is it the power that's going to go out and then we can recover from that? Is it going to be a complete dollar collapse and total chaos? Riots, you know, where the nation literally just breaks out in nationwide riots, that this is possible.
Well, hey, Dave, but the thing is that with this entire thing, you said that we used to be a statue against this New World Order stuff. Well, I think that's past. And I think that's the reason why we got Antifa and BLM, and we got the Vice President of the United States bailing BLM out of jail. Set up a fund of her own to bail him out. Where'd she get the money? Who knows? I mean, nobody went to jail. Nobody gets in trouble. The Mayorkas just got let free. He should have been impeached. This guy is the Department of Homeland Security. His job is to secure the homeland. And the borders are wide open with all these different people coming in and murdering our citizens and whatnot in this country. And they gave him a pass. The Senate gave him a pass. Schumer wouldn't even let him vote. So this is the wonderful world that we live in. This is not recyclable. We cannot take this, crush it up, and send it to the aluminum can recycling bin. We can't do that. Something new has to come out of what we're doing right now, whatever this is. And what we're doing right now is a whole lot of nothing. And that's the thing that really bothers me is that, you know, other countries without weapons are doing stuff like shooting crap on the over in the Netherlands, shooting crap on the prime minister's building or whatnot. And so, I mean, at least that's something. I mean, we're not doing anything. And so our best protest was a guy who burned himself in front of a courthouse that Donald Trump was having a trial in. Whoa, that's the defense? I mean, hey, I'm just frustrated, Dave. I mean, I want to see America stand up and say, hey, guess what? We growed some gonads and we're ready to go. Now, nobody's willing to do that because, again, these guys have got us beaten down. They got us believing that there is no way out. And they're showing us their dues. They wanted us to see their directed energy weapons. They want us to see, I mean, what did Biden say? You want to go against the government? You'll have to fight off ballistic missiles and F-16s or whatever. You know, so yeah. he tried to scare yeah, you right there.
In the Second Amendment, too, I was just in a debate with someone about this recently. You know, they'd say, well, just because the Army has an M-16, do you think we should have one? I said, you know what? We got veterans that know how to fly jets. If someone wants to own a bazooka, I say let them. You know, if they're going to decommission a jet, don't scrap it or send it to Pakistan, give it to the militia. All right. Yes, we should keep them in exact subordination always. But we've lost that mentality. Howdy. This wouldn't happen right now if our militias were revitalized.
Well, but the Second Amendment doesn't say the right to keep and bear guns.
No.
It says the right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
That's a broad... Yeah, that's very broad.
Yeah. Yeah, and what is necessary is a militia. It isn't the guns is necessary or the arms is necessary. It's the militia that's necessary. So the reality there is that it exists. It's true. It's there. You can read it. Oh, we're just delinquent in our training. That's all.
The same token, Dave, if we had militias, and let's say we could get, hey, there's 300 million people, and finally something breaks, and everybody's like, oh, wait a minute, and we finally have that come-to-Jesus moment, so to speak, and people go together, and we could get like 5 million people. We're going to all march somewhere and do something or whatever it might be. That big group of people is at the mercy of those weapons that the government has, their DEWs, their nuclear bombs, whatever. They could stop us in a minute. What has to happen is like what they did in all these different wars. Everything that we ever lost, we lost because these people fought guerrilla warfare. And that's what we're going to have to do in this country, in my opinion. If you want to do anything, you might even have to be a vigilante at some point. But it's going to have to be, because if big, large groups of people marching.
They've created that situation right now because they let pedophiles go. You know, you have no choice but to defend your own children against some of the monsters out there, you know. But going back to everything I've always harped on about local control is, you know, your town is a nice, small, manageable entity, and with patriots at those seats, you could very quickly just tell the state, tell the federal government, no. Yeah, what are they going to do? Are they going to send an army out there? No, I'm not closing down my businesses for a pretend virus. I'm not doing it. The people, anyone who wants to shop in my town or operate your store in my town, you can. And we're telling the police to arrest anyone who interferes. What are they going to do?
No, that's a perfect scenario. But the point is how do you come to power? How do you get into that power? How do you somehow, like, we got a small town here. I'm living in Fredericksburg. It's a small town, but it's still a powerful. It's like Dukes of Hazzard. You know, you got the mayor and the sheriff, and they're all kooks and criminals and whatnot. That's kind of what's going on here in Fredericksburg. And so, how do you get yourself to power? The thing is that we have to see it all crumble. And that's the thing is, I don't think they're going to crumble anything.
Timing and opportunity. That it's about to happen where all your people are going to wind up out in the street for one reason or another. looking for someone to lead them and tell them what to do and how to live. And that's where the patriots better be. They better be right there and say, yep, I've been expecting you. This is what we got to do, and how we're going to do it.
Sounds like a commercial, so I'll let you go. But, hey, let's do this. Tar and feathering should come back. That's what you do. Once your entire community breaks down, you got to tar and feather those people and move them out and step up and have some good words that you're going to stand behind, and then you can become a leader. Thanks, Dave, for the phone call. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Red Pill Politics and listen to Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.